Numbers and Tech Podcast is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. Numbers and Tech Podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications expert and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom-branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide-format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Hi, I'm Melissa, and this is the Numbers and Tech Podcast. Every entrepreneur has a story. Listen to women discuss the financial side of their business, both the challenges and successes. Let's grab life by the bottom line. Today's podcast episode is how to open a business bank account. Starting a business can be a life-changing, exciting venture. It also requires some planning, organization, and a lot of work. The intricacies of starting a business can be tedious and oftentimes confusing to navigate on your own. One step in starting your own business includes opening a business bank account. In order to open a business bank account, you first need to decide where to open a bank account and how. It is often most convenient to open a business bank account where you already have a personal bank account. In that scenario, you are already familiar with a particular bank and established as a customer. So opening one more account, such as your business bank account, can be a logical next step. But if you do not want to open a business bank account at a branch where you have a personal account, you can also open a business bank account at another institution. Whatever the financial institution is where you open the bank account, there is most likely going to be a minimum balance requirement and often a monthly maintenance fee. Make sure to do some research to see if you can find a bank that does not charge a monthly maintenance fee, though. They do exist and are out there. Opening a business bank account would enable you to get a business debit card and a business credit card. Purchases for the business can then be made by way of card payments. Overall, business banking makes keeping track of cash flow much easier and gives you a digital account balance. Now, what should you bring with you to the bank? Once you settle on the financial institution where you would like to open a business bank account, the next step would be to gather all pieces of documentation. And in order to open this bank account, regardless of the financial institution, several documents are going to be required. These documents need to prove your legal identity and the scope of your business. I recommend calling the bank and asking them exactly what they require. Most likely, though, you're going to need the following items. First, your EIN. If you applied for an EIN, which is your employer identification number, then the IRS would have sent you a letter with that EIN number on it. You need to bring that letter with you to the bank. If you're a sole proprietor, your Social Security number can be used in place of an EIN. Many independent contractors fall under this category. The next type of documents are going to be your personal identification documents. Those would be your state identification card or your driver's license or even your U.S. passport. This verifies your identity, and these laws changed greatly after 9/11. Banks routinely ask for this proof of identity to open any type of account or even to deposit funds nowadays. So if you already have a personal account established with a bank, then they most likely won't ask you for this identification. But if you are brand new to a bank, they are definitely going to ask you for this type of documentation. The third type of documents are your business formation documents. If you officially registered your business as an LLC, Limited Liability Corporation, it is advisable to bring these documents as proof to the bank. If you have not registered an LLC yet, you can do that yourself by registering it with the Secretary of State in your state, or you can hire an attorney to do this for you. The fourth type of document are business licenses. Depending upon the nature of your business, your state may require you to possess a business license. This license grants permission for you to do business in your state. Some cities or counties even have these licenses also, but not all types of businesses require them. In conclusion, opening a business bank account can help formalize and professionalize your new business and enhance its business image. But most importantly, opening a business bank account has the more practical reason of separating the spending of personal funds from business finances. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Numbers and Tech Podcast. Future episodes will include chats with other amazing entrepreneurs. Let's keep the conversations going, whether you are running the show or working on your side hustle. We give you the business advice you need. If you learned something new or felt inspired, let me know. If you want more tips and great information, follow my Instagram account, Numbers and Tech, or email info@numbersandtech.com. Always remember to grab life by the bottom line.